WildTalkRadio.com.
All right. It's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
He's here, isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
So, we man-evented the show with Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax taking on Natalya and Tamina for the third time in 14 days. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', that's Lindsay Ward.
I really want this show to be good, and it's just not entertaining to me, and that's not to knock anybody on the show, or to say that nobody is trying or not trying, because everybody's doing their level best to put on the most entertaining show that they can. There's just absolutely, and I hate saying this, I really do, but there's like nothing on this show that interests me at all.
So, I'm going to sum up the first 45 minutes of the show, okay?
Okay.
Bobby Lashley and MVP came out. They talked about how Drew's in their business all the time, so Drew got in their business. They kept bringing up Kofi's name, so Kofi got involved. Kofi was not happy that Drew, you know, Drew kept, said, you're welcome for helping you last week. Kofi didn't need his help, says he could beat Bobby Lashley, something he couldn't do. So they got into it, so they set up a match where they wrestled for 30 minutes, really good, but nothing came out of it because Bobby Lashley and the MVP interfered in the match, causing a WWW double disqualification, which then 15, 20 minutes later, when Adam Pearce was like, well, here's our solution. You guys get to do it again next week. And it'll be for the number one contendership, which it was for this week. Since there was no, Kofi's like, cool, we could do that, but make sure that Bobby Lashley and MVP don't interfere. So they will then be barred from ringside, and if they interfere, Bobby Lashley suspended 90 days, which is great when you're promoting him as the one of the big features going out on tour. So we totally believe he'll show up next week and be suspended. So that was the first 45 minutes, and then probably another couple chunks of the show. Great wrestling is great wrestling.
But we've seen this 6 dozen times now.
But give me a finish.
In varying...
It's not even seeing it 6 dozen times because we haven't seen Kofi and Drew. Give me a finish.
Yeah.
If I'm going to invest 30 minutes, give me a finish. Not next week. This week.
But the story, they're bringing Kofi in to freshen it up. But like in terms of the saga of Drew and Bobby and MVP, we've seen this going on and on and on and on and on, and now Kofi's getting involved, and which is great if you want to do Bobby versus Kofi, and honestly, if you had Kofi beat Bobby, I would be okay with that. But like, this is just, it's really hard to get invested in it at this point, I feel like, and just because there's no, like, I feel like there's no hook. Like, what's the story? Why, you know, at this point, why are Drew and Bobby still fighting each other?
Because Drew wants his title back.
I know Drew wants his title back, but maybe Drew just needs to take a step back, regroup a little bit, and, you know, think about it, and then take a different approach, because the approach that he's using is not working, clearly. And this would open Bobby up for other challengers, which, unfortunately, I feel like there are none, because, like, it feels like half the talent for this show is missing. Is honestly, truthfully missing. There's, like, okay, the same 10 people showed up for work, and they have been for the last, I don't know, 6 weeks, ever since WrestleMania kind of thing, and that's all they're using. They're not using...
No, here's where you're wrong. We had Damian Priest, John Morrison, and Braun Strowman on the show just cutting live event promos.
Yeah.
Not having matches, not having feuds, live event promos, which is great.
It gets them on the show, which is good, but honestly, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with these shows, because it's like, you and I were talking about it earlier, and it's like, honestly, it feels like they're in a holding pattern. They're waiting. They're waiting to go back out on the road, which they're going back out in about 6-ish or so weeks, where they're going to hit the road again, but you can't sit in a holding pattern for 6 weeks waiting to get back in front of audiences, because here's the problem. The TV audience at home, it's a struggle bus. I'm going to be completely real and completely honest. It is a struggle bus, and I'm kind of to the point where it's like, you know what? Just tell me if something happens and I'll go watch it on demand or YouTube. And I keep saying that, but I'm deadly serious about it.
We may be starting watching old Raws.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, this is...
But it's a struggle. But let's get through the show. Cedric Alexander cut a promo on Shelton Benjamin calling him old.
Why?
So Cedric beat the old man, Shelton Benjamin.
Was that the best? Honestly, is this the best creative has? Is this the best their writing staff has? I'm going to be that fan for a minute. Seriously, y'all, is this the best you have? Is this the best you can do? Did y'all just, like, write to WrestleMania and then you're like, fuck it, I'm out? So did everybody quit? Like, what happened?
So we found Nikki Cross. She interrupted a Rhea and Charlotte backstage segment, and Flair said she could be Nikki in 2 minutes, but she has a match with Asuka, so she challenged Rhea to do it. So it was Rhea and Nikki survived for 2 minutes, because Rhea kept stomping at her and realized, oh, 2 minutes come by. Yay.
I mean, the one bright spot, they found Nikki Cross and they actually did something with her. So that is a plus. Please continue to push Nikki Cross. She deserves all the things. She did a victory dance, a victory lap. She's running around. She's very, very happy that she lasted.
She didn't win anything.
She got on Raw and she didn't get her butt kicked. I call that a win.
But she didn't. Okay. So last week we had Asuka versus Charlotte, which is always a good match. Guess what? It was a good match this week too. This time Charlotte wins and is now number one contender and will fight Rhea at Hell in a Cell.
Yay.
So they make Rhea look dumb, or was she violently attacking Nikki?
Basically, it was a beat the clock challenge, and Rhea failed to beat the clock, and then Charlotte came out to mock Rhea in a little, like, payback for last week, and then Asuka and Charlotte had a very good match, which you would expect from those two at this point. We've seen it enough to know that it's going to be good. That's pretty much what happened.
She was stopping a muddle hole in her, and then 2 minutes were up.
Yeah, they made Rhea look dumb, essentially, yes.
Yeah. What was a highlight of the show was Woods and Riddle. It was a good match.
It was entertaining.
Riddle won with the RKO, so that was
with
Randy.
With Randy nowhere to be found.
He didn't come in. He didn't come in for this show, probably.
Interesting how that works. Like I said, half the talent missing in action this week and some other weeks. And where the hell is Bray Wyatt?
There it is.
Can I at least get the rabbit? Okay. All right. Look, I'm willing to accept that you were just never going to put Bray Wyatt on my TV ever again. Can I just get the rabbit? Is that so much to ask? I know he's there. He's in a box somewhere. Just take him out of his box, prop him up in front of a camera, have him wave, just so we all know he's fine, because we all worry about the gentle general well-being of a rabbit that's a puppet at this point, but that's kind of what we all have. So, okay, at least get the rabbit. Is that a lot to ask? You don't even have to bring Bray in for it. You can just, like, have somebody hold the rabbit up.
So I was going to come on air tonight and say, how in the world does Jackson Ryker beat AJ Styles? Because that happened on Raw in 2 minutes, by the way. 2 minutes. And the internet should be in an uproar, right?
Nope.
AJ Styles has never beaten Jackson Ryker, a.k.a. Gunner. He's lost to him twice, back in 2011 and 2012. So Jackson Ryker, a.k.a. Gunner, is 3-0 against AJ Styles. So he has his number. So afterwards, Elias was interfering and whatnot, and Omos came charging out and pulled Elias out of the timekeeper's area, and then he ran up the stage, and then he shoved Elias into the LED board, which is a cool spot.
He did not shove Elias into the LED board. He squished Elias into the LED board to the point that he's now a part of it. It's embedded in his back, and Omos, like, legit broke the LED board. Like, it's dented now. They're gonna have to fix that. It was impressive.
It was impressive. Sheamus beat Humberto. Afterwards, Sheamus was putting the cloverleaf back on Humberto. And then Ricochet came out and dropped the 450 on Sheamus.
Messing with Sheamus, teasing Sheamus, poking the bear. Or whatever the Irish equivalent of a bear is, I don't know. Is there an Irish equivalent of a bear?
I don't know. So Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax were backstage and they were being interviewed. And basically, Reginald keeps costing them. Shayna's upset. She tells him to stay away. Main event. Nia Jax and Tamina versus Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax for the WWE Women's Tag Team titles. Guess who's back?
Back again.
Reginald's back. Tell a friend. So, that's me telling you all. Reginald got involved. And you know what? Shayna had her natty rolled up. And, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And Reginald was on the apron. And, Shayna would have the match won. So Reginald gets tossed or by Shayna, says go away. He's walking up the ramp. Boom, pyro, explosion. He's blinded. Natty rolls up. Shayna 1, 2, 3. Baszler goes after Reginald, grabbed him by his jacket and called him a son of a bitch and told her tired of all his stuff. Challenged
with Nia watching in the background.
And Shayna challenged Reginald to meet her in the ring next week for a match. If he had the balls to accept. And she'll make him wish he was inside that explosion.
Missing in action was Alexa Bliss, but she has a reason. Her pig is sick. Poor Larry Steve.
Yeah.
We're sending you love, Larry Steve. We hope you feel better. But yeah, like this, I'm trying so hard, but I just can't get on board with this. This does nothing for me. Like, I'm really happy that Natty and Tamina won the titles, and I'm really happy that after 12 years or 13 years in WWE, Tamina finally won a title. Finally! Like, that's awesome for her. I'm really, really happy for her, but I can't get into the Shayna Nia Reginald thing. I wasn't into Shayna and Nia when they were on their own, and Reginald being added to it was like good for a couple weeks, and then now it's just sort of like there and it's a thing, and there's like no oomph to anything. Like there's no just fire or intensity or oomph or stakes. There's a complete lack of stakes in everything that's going on right now because it's just all very even keeled and nothing of real importance is on the line. And again, I understand that because we're in between pay-per-views, but like even this match where it was like a tag title match,
we already knew who was winning.
There was like no stakes in it at all. Like, oh, well, you know, if we win, we get the titles, but if we lose, what happens? You know,
you get 5,000 rematches because we just seen the champs not get 5,000 rematches in 2 weeks.
So I think that's where I'm kind of struggling is there's no element of danger to it. There's no stakes. There's no oomph. There's no nothing. Like it's just this, it's same stuff every week. And I keep asking this question, but is this the best creative can do? I understand that it's a very difficult position. I understand that writing on demand and the fact that you're dealing with day of rewrites and this and that and the other, and you can only write for specific talent, and the more I'm gonna say glamorous talent aren't on TV right now because they're I think holding them back at this point until they get back on out in front of crowds, because they want, you know, people like Edge, Bray Wyatt, potentially, possibly Braun, you know, those kinds of individuals out in front of the crowds, and they're not going to necessarily bring them back out until they are back out in front of crowds. Like, I know Edge is on requested time off. Like, I know that. But, like, they're not in any hurry to bring him back in. Randy Orton, they're not as a hurry to have him out there to use him.
Well, this was the first week he hasn't been at the show, or not a part of the show.
But even still, there's been, like, a dramatic sort of pullback for him in comparison to pre-Mania. But he was involved in a much heavier story then. I don't know. It just, to me, like I said, there's no fire.
SmackDown looks better because they only have an hour and 20 minutes to do, not 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Yeah, but it's like at least Strowman can get a pop in front of the crowd. Like that, the crowd is going to bring a lot back to the product because you'll get that interactive quality. And honestly, the wrestlers will come up a notch or two when they're back out in front of fans because they will have something to feed off of.
Also, the music on Raw sucks. Just the intro song they've been using for 6 months sucks. It gives no energy to the show.
Yeah. Like, I hate to sit here and bash it because there were good things on this show, but it's just...
We're also going to see you again next week.
When is this going to kick into high gear?
July 19th.
God, that's such a long way away.
So yeah, that was the post show. Hope you enjoyed. We'll see you next week. Anyway, Thursday night, we're live. 10B Music for the Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's the Rack. Thursday night, 10B Music. We're here on WildTalkRadio.com.
We'll even have a discussion.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Well, you have to figure out what it's going to be.
Well, we'll have something. We have a discussion segment. Whatever it is. Saturday Night Midnight NFC Breeder. We'll have an actual full show this week. Promise. See you live on all social media. Sunday night's Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday to cover Raw, the Raw Post Show, every Monday night at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Network. You have Amazon Prime link. You can use your account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use Creator Code Rock and Stock or
Linz M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
So we are hashtag Epic Partners.
Now you
and you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWRD.
This has been the Raw Post Show presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG12. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack. And next Monday night for the Raw Post Show live across the airwaves on Wild Talk Radio Network right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.